Email has been around for more than a minute. I mean, for context, AOL launched in 1995. So why are people still falling for the same old tricks when it comes to Nigerian princes needing upfront money or phishing scams that encourage us to open rogue email attachments that will ultimately bring down our networks? Human nature is to trust, but that won't work when it comes to malware. The recent WannaCry ransomware virus was caught early, luckily, but at least 200,000 computers were infected with the worm before someone hit the kill switch. Hackers use social engineering to gain access to our email, using our human nature. But what about businesses? I'm Jason Middleton, and I asked BlackBerry's Chief Security Officer, Alex Manea, how enterprises can best defend against worms and malware like WannaCry.
So let's set the scene around what happened with this WannaCry malware. What, in your words, is WannaCry?
Yeah, so WannaCry is essentially a piece of malware, specifically a piece of ransomware. And what it does is once it infects your computer, it actually encrypts all of the data on the computer. So it encrypts all of the files, which means that you can no longer access them. And so the way ransomware works, as the name implies, is it actually asks for a ransom. So it actually asks you, it says, we've encrypted all your files. And now that we've encrypted all your files, you need to send us a certain amount of money in bitcoins, in this case about $300, in order to decrypt the files. And if you don't do that with a certain amount of time, I believe it's 3 days, then it actually deletes all the files. So essentially what it does is it takes all your data and it holds it for ransom.
Worms went around in the 2000s to the tune of billions of dollars, but it kind of went away for a little bit. But what really is juicy here, I think, is apparently the vulnerability came from the government, right? So what kind of vulnerabilities did this WannaCry find?
Yeah, so WannaCry was actually specifically leveraging a vulnerability called Eternal Blue, which was specifically within the Windows operating system. So Eternal Blue has been around for a while. I believe it may have been around since actually 2001. And so what's being reported right now is that the vulnerability was actually found at the NSA originally, and it was kept within its private archives, within its private files. And then just earlier this year, the vulnerability actually leaked to a group of hackers called the Shadow Brokers. And once the Shadow Brokers leaked it, then eventually it leaked all the way to the internet. And so what ended up happening was it got to Microsoft, and Microsoft actually went ahead and fixed the vulnerability. They patched their operating system, and they pushed out the patch back in March. What's interesting is that people who applied the patch, they were actually safe from it, but of course Microsoft wasn't able to patch all of their operating systems, so things like Windows XP, for instance, is no longer supported from a patching strategy standpoint. And so what ended up happening was all of these computers that were running Windows XP, or they were running older version of Windows 7, they weren't able to patch it, and so they were vulnerable to this vulnerability.
So I guess the obvious follow-up question to that answer is, why would enterprises or institutions still be using Windows XP?
Well, the reality is that unfortunately a lot of institutions still use legacy software because they have a lot of applications built on top of it, right? So when you look at an enterprise, a lot of enterprises don't like to upgrade their software very often because it tends to break things within their environment. Whether they should be doing that or not is obviously open for debate. Obviously, as a security professional, I believe that you should always have the most up-to-date software, and I think WannaCry really demonstrates the vulnerabilities associated with running older software.
Okay, well, we've talked about the culprit. Let's talk about copycats. Is there a chance that this could be duplicated by other ne'er-do-wells?
Yep, yeah. In fact, we're already seeing copycats starting to pop up. So what's interesting is WannaCry is actually a series of different viruses. So the very first one that came out, it came out about a couple months ago, and it actually wasn't a worm. It was a fairly typical virus in that it was spreading through phishing and through email. And so what made the WannaCry that came out on Friday really bad was the fact that it was a worm, so it was self-spreading. Now, the reason why it hasn't had as much of an impact as it could have, and I say that kind of in a tongue-in-cheek manner because obviously it hit about 200,000 devices, about 10,000 companies, but luckily it actually had a kill switch built in. And what's interesting is nobody knows exactly why that kill switch was in there, but essentially once a certain domain got registered, the actual app shut itself down. So the theory is that the kill switch may have been built in by the writers in order to prevent the app from being analyzed. What's interesting, though, is that once the kill switch got enabled, it not only shut down the version of the app that was being analyzed, it actually shut down the entire app around the world. So thankfully, the version that went around on Friday got killed by that kill switch. But now there's more copycats coming out in new versions with different kill switches, and some even without kill switches.
You know, the WannaCry kill switch you just mentioned has me a little bit worried, because it sounds like, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day. So they may have just come across that kill switch and registered that domain as kind of a lucky accident. But there's, there must be ways that workspaces or other BlackBerry software can help protect against this nonsense. Can you help me understand that?
Yeah, for sure. Well, workspaces is a great example, right? Because ultimately, the best way to protect against ransomware is, first and foremost, obviously, you want to make sure that you have your system up to date. So with BlackBerry, for instance, we can help keep your systems up to date. Within Android, for instance, we deploy zero-day updates so that whenever Google patches Android, we patch your Android device as well. But workspaces is another great example where, if you have your files backed up, you're not really too worried about ransomware, because even if all those files get encrypted in your local storage, you can just take your backup from workspaces and just restore it right away. So that way you have full access to your files and you don't have to pay the ransom.
Alex, let's drill into this solution aspect a little bit more.
So there's a couple other things BlackBerry provides that can really help customers out. One of them is what we call BlackBerry Shield, which is really an online assessment that you can do at blackberry.com/shield. And you can actually take the assessment yourself. And essentially what it does is you go to that website and you take a simple 10-question questionnaire. And what it does is it really helps to highlight what are the potential vulnerabilities within your network. And then if you want, you can actually have a BlackBerry cybersecurity expert call you and follow up with you on that and really kind of help you understand where potential vulnerabilities are, whether they might be software updates, whether they might be authentication, maybe network protocols, firewall, whatever it is, we're going to help you try to identify it. Now, if you want to take the next step, we also offer our own cybersecurity consulting services, so you can actually engage us and we will come in and help you understand, again, where your potential vulnerabilities are. But what we'll actually do is we'll put in professional ethical hackers within your network. So these ethical hackers, they will actually try to hack you the exact same way that external hackers will try to hack you, and they'll try to do things like insert ransomware into your environment. So it really depends kind of what level you want to go to, but ultimately you can really take advantage of BlackBerry's security pedigree and really help to protect your network against these types of attacks.
So it's kind of like a war game in a way, and then you protect yourself with a custom solution to any vulnerabilities you might have found?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand about security is that there really is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to security. You really have to look at what are the particular parameters of your network and your enterprise, and what are your threats and your threat vectors, and then customize solutions towards that. And we can really help you out with that, with really helping you understand not only the threats, but also what are the security solutions that make sense for your specific environment, and how can you apply them without hurting your productivity, without hurting your usability, while making sure that your employees can still get their job done.
All right, Alex, last question. Let's role play a little bit. Let's say you own an enterprise and you're on your boat over the weekend and you see these headlines come in about WannaCry. What are your next steps if you are not already a BlackBerry customer?
So my next steps as an enterprise really is, first and foremost, make sure that I myself am protected. So make sure that I am running the latest version of Windows, make sure that I've applied the latest patches. And then if I'm not already a BlackBerry customer, really reach out to BlackBerry and see how they can help me. Because with things like workspaces, for instance, I can look at backing up my files and I can look at ways that I can protect myself, not just against WannaCry, but against future ransomware and malware attacks. The reality is that ransomware and WannaCry specifically is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to keep seeing these types of attacks and they're going to keep getting worse and worse.
Right. And to be clear, BlackBerry is a partner with Microsoft, right? So it's kind of an out-of-the-box situation where BlackBerry can get in there and really understand what's happening and get a quick fix.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're happy to work with Microsoft, and we're happy to make sure that we get your environment patched. So a great example of that is, let's say you're running Windows XP, and let's say you really don't want to upgrade to Windows 7 or Windows 10 for whatever reason. We can actually help you patch Windows XP, because Microsoft has actually released a patch for Windows XP. Now, with that patch, it might not be auto-updating, so you might have to manually update, and we can help you do that.
Alex, thanks a lot for your time, and I'm going to be very careful opening all of my emails moving forward.
For sure, no problem at all.